Will you allow the learning to change who you are? This is not a funny article. And actually I struggled mightily writing it. Because it talks about something I have never been able to teach. Your beingness. I am reading a book for the third time in a month. And I will read it again and again until I become who I want to become. Some people read the words in a book. I read the spirit. I align my whole inside with it. If it is worth it. And if it is worth it, it won't happen at the first reading, the second reading, and probably not at the third reading either. So I read it until it happens. The two reasons to read it are: 1. To allow the material to change you, to change who you are. 2. All the other reasons people read for. Most people read with an agenda. Trying to find something that either answers a question, or satisfies some gossipy curiosity. Other people read for understanding. And yet other people read to learn something. But learn for mind reasons. Not for themselves. Most people, I could even say all people, are missing the point of reading. I have become who I have become because of how I read. Everything. Everything you ever wanted is rooted in your being. Being comes from the roots. Not from anything above. From above what comes is pretense. Pretending to be this or that. Nice, kind, smart, diligent, whatever you are not but you think it will make you look good. Who you are is the internal conversations that constitute you, define you. Who you are is what you are up to. And who you are is what drives you. These three are in harmony, or you are pretending. Faking. Most of you have no idea who you are because the voices in your head are undistinguished. The voices talk and none of the utterings are in harmony. Not with what you are up to, not with what drives you, not with what you actually do, not with who you are. The voices are not you. If you were a ship captain, the voices would be the crew members. But the technical term for the voices is IT. IT is talking. IT is the opponent. And its only goal is to confuse you, to pull you out of integrity. Rarely, if ever, there are occasions where the voice is not IT. But very rarely. So trying to decipher who you are from your voices has to be the method of distinguishing. After you mapped out all the voices, what you are left with is you. And to your surprise, that you, that self is an empty space. No content. Empty. Silent. This is one of the main reasons no one likes to go within, that emptiness is scary. Feels like an abyss. But when you understand that the empty space, that nothing is the space of possibility, the possibility of possibility, of creativity, of connecting to source, then you are really looking forward to getting there. Not many people have ever understood that. There are no shortcuts, there is no way to hurry the process. The more eager you are, the less it works. If you can't just hear the voices and stay solid, sober, then it won't work. There are many ways, on the other hand, to delay it or block it. Methods of delaying the revealing the self, separating it from the voices. Method 1. Is to use commentary, explanation, narration. Example, saying the voice said that I am stupid. Instead of saying, the voice said, you are stupid. Method 2. Is jumping into conclusions. The voice may say, you are stupid. But you don't stop there, you continue and add your conclusion, therefore I will never succeed. The operative word is therefore. Other operative words are, never and ever. Method 3. Arguing with the voice, trying to change what the voice says. Two possible results. You either succeed in distinguishing your empty self if you don't do these three methods, or you succeed in avoiding it if you do. I am okay either way. But if you are here to raise your vibration, then you want to get to your empty self, to the space of no thing. Why? Because in that space you can invent the self, you can invent who you are. You can invent your organizing principle. You can invent. Many people say you can invent yourself anytime. But that is not true. You can only invent in the space of nothing. In the empty space. Everything else is talk is cheap. And BS words. You see, when your actions, the do, come from who you are, the be, then one just needs to watch you and they know who you are. And no bombastic or nice words will ever change that. Just think about that. If you are cowardly, or dishonest, or conceited, or lazy, or arrogant. Everyone can see that, everyone can know that. You are the only one who hopes that they will believe your own lies. And what you will have, the have, will come from the doing that came from the being. And that doing will get you what you are having. When you do the work of distinguishing the IT voice from who you are. When you manage to not hear all the things IT says you should do. And when you do the work, and make the many decisions, choices, you will. eventually get to the no thing. I can observe it on some of the participants in the reality challenge. They are getting closer. When? I said. I could have also said if. When you do it. When you choose whether the voice is yours or it is coming from IT. If and when you don't say no to the things IT says. Then you actually chose to be that what IT just said. The truth is, it is really up to you. For example, if IT says, everyone is better off than me, or if IT says, I am so smart, I should not have to work. If you identify yourself with any of that, then you chose to be that. And thus you avoid creating the nothing, the space of inventing who you are, inventing yourself as someone who can and will. You'll be stuck in that low vibration being that is defined by the thing you didn't say no to. IT is saying things about you, about the world, about other people. IT often uses the voice of your mother. Mine still does. My mother. So whether you identify yourself with victim, or stupid, on the negative side, or entitled, or special, or smart, or pretty, or good, or nice, on the positive side, you limit your ability to invent. Because you cannot invent on the top of a thing. Only on the top of no thing. Now, I know this is complicated, and I know that this probably doesn't make sense to you. You have to do it for it to start to make sense to you. Just keep this article, and reread it while you do the work of identifying and observing what IT says. And watch yourself if you are saying yes, that's me, or no, that isn't me. Every time you read this article, you'll get a little bit closer to making this methodology instinctual. Just like I am doing it. With that book I am reading, Be Like Amazon, even a lemonade stand can do it. On the surface it sounds like it is about a business, but it is about you. The reader. You see, unless you treat yourself as a business, you won't amount to much in life. And treating yourself as a business means, you need to learn from business principles to know who you need to do what you need to do, so you can have what you want. I went the long way about it, but this is what this article has been about. I'll probably rewrite it a few times. This is the hardest thing to explain. But if you engage in the step, creating nothing, so you can invent who to be. By hearing the IT voice, saying whatever the darn thing it is saying, especially saying should, have to, need to, your statements, you'll be well on your way. How much time do you need in a day to do that? I'd say about 5 minutes. And eventually you'll get there. Eventually. It took me 25 years. Mainly because I didn't know what I was doing. I had no coach. The hardest to get that my IT talked with my mother's voice. I now have no voice in my head. None. Quiet. If you want to grow, even just a little bit, you need to start with the reality challenge. Otherwise you are piling up HD on the top of HT. No kidding. Reality challenge. Is it hard? It takes time to be able to hear that IT is talking, not you. How long? Long. Why? Because you have democracy in your head. Is it worth it? You get to say. Is it expensive? Some of my clients in the reality challenge use $100 worth of my time every single week for $5. So then why am I doing it? Isn't it a bad deal for me? It is and it isn't. Anyone not willing to do the reality challenge is not a real potential client for me. They are untrainable, unteachable, wannabes. So there. This includes everyone. The woman who has to be nice, the man who fancies himself a highly evolved person, the woman who thinks she should teach me the right way to look at the world, the hundreds who live in quiet desperation, doing nothing about it, hoping it will change soon. Or the woman who hates me so much, that she refuses to do anything I taught her. Even though she is killing herself in the process. Another woman who received her lithium orotate, never used it, even though I paid for it from my own pocket with money I didn't have. So she is riding the roller coaster of enthusiasm depression train. Never considering that she is one friend only, me. The rest are all about themselves. Yeah, I am looking at real people. And I grieve for them. You don't want to be one of them. Or do you?